Senator Ron Johnson is the chairman of our committee in the Senate on Homeland Security. Want to talk to him about Michael Flynn, our national security advisor, having to leave abruptly. Want to talk to him a bit about Russia firing the cruise missile, Russia's spy ship about 70 miles off of Maryland. And we begin there with Senator Ron Johnson. Michael Flynn, certainly an accomplished man, a patriot, a guy who had a terrific resume and seemed to be the right man for the job. He had to go because of the transcripts and the leaks. Who do you suppose, Senator, is behind the leaks and the continued leaks this morning we see in the New York Times coming from the Trump White House, the Department of State, the Pentagon, maybe even the FBI?
Well, I just don't want to speculate. I think you can make some pretty good assumptions. It's one of the reasons during Rex Tillerson's confirmation hearing, I asked him, you know, taking over the State Department, how are you going to manage a department where you've got a lot of long-term bureaucrats in there that not only are opposed to Donald Trump's, President Trump's foreign policy, but are openly hostile to it. And I think you're seeing that play out now across the board in these agencies. It's a real concern of the incoming administration, somebody who came there to drain the swamp, a change agent. People in Washington, D.C. don't like change. They kind of like things just the way they are. And we have enormous challenges. This is very disconcerting on a number of levels. There are so many moving parts to the story. It's fast moving. I'm not going to speculate. I'm going to be briefed. We're going to get to the bottom of an awful lot of this information. But, it's moving so fast, and there's so many revelations, there's so many leaks, and that alone is very disconcerting.
The leaks set aside, obviously, you shouldn't leak if you're working in the Department of State or the Pentagon or where have you. That being said, Senator Ron Johnson, what do you think it was appropriate for Michael Flynn in a transition period to essentially, we think, and maybe you've seen the transcript, we haven't, but was it more than a wink and a nod that we may reverse some of the things that the Obama administration did in December when we take power, we being the Republicans and the Trump team? Was that appropriate for Michael Flynn?
No, I have not seen the transcripts. I don't know anybody in government has. I think news reporters have because somebody in the nebulous intelligence community have leaked them to reporters. So I've not seen the transcripts. I really don't know what those conversations were about. Personally, I don't have a problem with the incoming administration trying to get up to speed and reaching out to world leaders. I mean, that's a positive thing. You want an administration getting up to speed, being prepared to govern. The Democrats here in the Senate are obstructing the confirmation process, obstructing this administration being staffed so they can actually begin governing. We have enormous challenges that President Obama left behind, a really big mess across the board, both domestically in our healthcare system and internationally. And I for one want to see this president succeed. There are obviously many, many people in this country in government that don't, and I think we're seeing that play out, unfortunately.
Senator Ron Johnson is here this morning with John Array on WDLS.
We hear what you're saying, Senator, but these dust-ups and these flare-ups within the administration take our eye off of tax cuts and the repeal of Obamacare. And I want to know this morning, how concerned should we be that we have a Russian spy ship 70 miles off our eastern coast this morning?
We need to be very wary of Russia. None of this behavior on the part of Russia surprises me. I'm chairman of the European Subcommittee on the Foreign Relations Committee. We've held hearings on Russians' disinformation, their propaganda campaigns. It's pervasive. What they did in the U.S. election, they're just using a new tool, the Internet. But they've been using it, pervasively throughout the world, and particularly in Eastern Europe. We've held a hearing on the political assassinations under the Putin reign. There are some around 30 of them. Fortunately, the last fellow that looked, he might have been poisoned twice, seems to be recovering, but Boris Nemtsov had been assassinated the day before our hearing, a tragic coincidence. So, no, I think Vladimir Putin is a menace, and I think this administration, America should view him very warily.
Senator, you've seen the differences between Priebus, who, of course, you've had much experience with, Reince Priebus from Wisconsin, obviously, is chief of staff at the White House. You have Steve Bannon, who's kind of represents the insurrection sort of wing of what Donald Trump came to town to do. I know there's a fight right now between Tillerson and Priebus on some ambassadorships. Do you think Donald Trump has to put one man clearly in charge of the White House, and then we start to make some sense out of going forward here, as opposed to like the crisis of the morning?
Again, I'm not going to tell President, how he needs to run his administration. In the end, the buck stops with the president. But we do need to get by this phase here where there's, you know, all these ancillary issues when we have these enormous challenges facing us. We need to repair the damage done by Obamacare. We need to transfer or transition something that works a lot better. We need to make our tax system competitive. We need to address these very serious problems around the globe. Look at North Korea. They test fired a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan. They are on a steady march toward not only having the nuclear capability, but the capability to delivering it to America's homeland. So we've got to scrape the distractions aside, and we need to start governing. We need to start addressing these enormous problems.
Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin joining us here on WLS, right?
Those missiles, though, Senator, that's just the North Koreans trying to put up free Wi-Fi satellites, isn't it?
No, that is obviously, that is a regime trying to survive, and they think the only way they're going to be able to survive long term is to have that nuclear capability and be able to directly threaten America. And so they're on that steady march, and we held a hearing on that in Senate Foreign Relations Committee. We're either going to have to do everything we can to encourage more defections from that regime. His brother was just murdered in an airport. There's more defections. We need to do everything we can to facilitate the collapse of that regime, or potentially take kinetic action against those ballistic missile tests. We can't allow them to learn from these test firings.
As the chairman of our Homeland Security Committee, are you worried, Senator, about the apparent openness of discussing perhaps classified information last weekend in Florida, when they have essentially a skiff available to go have their confidential and classified meetings in? It appeared that the president, along with the counterpart from Japan and some aides, were discussing this North Korea missile launch in view of guests at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, in the end, it's the president that really decides, what is classified, what is made public. So, again, that's his call. I'm not aware of anything that came out of, press reports from whatever they discussed that, particularly concern me. What concerns me is what's actually happening in Korea, and that's something we do need to know about so we create the public support for the action that we're going to have to take.
Senator, thanks for your time this morning. Much appreciated, sir.
Have a great day.
Take care. That's Senator Ron Johnson joining us here on WLS.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you do with North Korea? I mean, really?
Talk to the Chinese.
Yeah.
They can take care of it. It's their problem.
Send them in.